360 sponsored by All Right Home and Remodeling and New Mayo Medical Center. Sophia Minert is our guest this morning. Exciting weekend at the yard, Sophia. I don't want to rain on the parade. Really great to win a series against the Yankees, taking 2 of 3, but we're running out of time to get excited about winning series.
Well, you still have to win series. I mean, there's still 16 games left. They're certainly still within striking distance for the wild card. I think that, you know, to win 2 out of 3 is good. I think, you know, this is where, you know, to your point, the math starts to, you know, yesterday's a missed opportunity of if you're able to get the sweep. The Padres went on and won yesterday. You know, it's like you have to continue to keep pace. So, but yeah, I think they overall, you know, they've won, I think, now 8 of their last 11. So that's good news.
Sophia, Friday night, Garrett Mitchell obviously gets his first career walk-off. It was an awesome game, long game, but exciting game as the Brewers have their biggest comeback of the season. But then you speak to him right after the game, and the dude is like one beat short of a heart attack. What's up with that guy? Is he just a chill kind of vibes guy? And how does that speak to how he handles those moments? I got to believe it's an advantage in a moment like that.
Yeah, Garrett is a very, very confident person and player. You know, and he has delivered, you know, a couple of big moments just going back to his debut and his first hit, his first homer. And then, as you said, Friday, his first walk-off. And that's just what stood out to me right away. And that was why I had to ask him when I did in that interview, because I just kept thinking, like, man, this kid, he's so composed and he's so calm. He's just acting like this is like any other home run. So it was really cool for him to have that moment. But I just think it comes from confidence, honestly. I think it comes just from his composure. I think he feels he's talented enough to be here at this level. So, yeah, I think it was just funny, though. I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, man, he's not showing much emotion right now considering the moment.
Is it just me, or does he sound exactly like Ryan Braun? Like, does he give you similar Ryan Braun vibes, Sophia?
It must be like a Southern California thing, right? I think there's definitely similarities there. But yeah, we'll give him a little bit more time to settle in before we, you know, draw out all the Ryan Braun comparisons. But yeah, I think he does have that like Southern California, you know, confidence and just like laid back personality.
All right, let's listen. We've got two clips here. Here's Sophia with Garrett Mitchell on Friday night.
Oh, I don't know. No, just soaking up the moment, enjoying it. I love these fans, baby. Go Brewers!
Yeah, there's Garrett. Okay, so that's Friday night, and here's Ryan Braun after a walk-off in 2018.
You know, as a player, you hope you get an opportunity to be
close,
in that
Sophia.
Moment.
It's got to be the Southern Cali thing, but if his career is anything close to Ryan Braun's, Brewers fans are going to be really happy.
Yeah, that would be nice, right? That would be great if he could deliver that kind of longevity in production.
Well, hoping for that same level of energy at the yard tonight. Again, Brewers and Mets tonight. I'm calling for got to win 3. I need a hamburger run here.
Is Timmy Trumpets going to be there, Sophia? Is he do the trumpet thing?
I don't think so. I don't think they have plans for Timmy Trumpet to be there.
Sophia Minert, our guest.
You know, the Brewers are hoping they don't see Edwin Diaz.
I would love this. How about like after a big Rowdy Tellez home run, they play the trumpet song as almost like a troll sort of situation in the stadium.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Sophia. We'll talk again next week.
All right. Have a good one.